the stopwatch and the impossible reward. Working out is not supposed to hurt. While you are gradually building up endurance, there will be some discomfort. And once you reach the desired level of endurance, working out feels like any other activity. It feels like walking or taking care of some gardening chores. There is not supposed to be any pain once you gain the endurance to handle the exercise. And there's only going to be mild discomfort while you are gaining the endurance. The discomfort can't actually be distracting, as it would interfere with your workout trance, a very important component. Showing up at the gym for the first time, or after some rest, will mean that you won't be able to exercise for long, and that you will need to earn your endurance, or earn it back. For people who are not fit at all, that may mean working out for less than a minute. That can be repeated a few times during a single gym stay. This only looks like an exercise, and it is in fact copied by many others who think it is an actual exercise, but that is just building up endurance and the first stretch of it, really. You need to build up endurance so that you can work out for long enough to actually ask the body to adapt to your needs. This is why doing less than a minute of lifting, waiting a long time and doing some more lifting has little to no effect. This is just that initial routine to increase endurance. It's not even a complete exercise, and it does not gradually increase endurance. It may cause some muscle growth at first, but quickly plateau out because the person's not increasing anything. The trainers we know from high school timed duration of exercise for themselves, to make themselves look busy, to whip out a class curriculum out of their butt. Everyone has a different pace and must be measured individually. It's very important. Real trainers may measure how quickly someone runs a race, sure, but that stopwatch is meant for our superpower of endurance, something a million times more important than running some race. So a trainer would measure how long you can lift your weights for. If you are just starting out, it would be very little, sure. But that figure is not a judgment of you. You have incredible superpowers. The trainer will simply start with that figure and increase it very gently, so that your next workout is just a few more seconds longer, and then a few minutes longer, and then a few tens of minutes longer, maybe 20 minutes or 30 minutes. Eventually, the trainer here would just slap an extra hour or two, by which time you will look like an athlete, and your motivation won't be some shallow, I want to lose weight, but something serious, like, am I good enough to place last in an ultra marathon? Simply put, by that time you will look much better than some actor preparing for a role. You'll be tired of seeing yourself each morning. You will want more challenges. It is important to mention at this point that not everyone can afford a trainer, but that's okay. There exists a little idea called an interval timer. It works just like a trainer, and you can get it free as an app or buy a $10 version from the internet that has a little vibrate feature and clips on your belt. It will ask you to set up how many times you want to exercise during your gym stay, how long you want to exercise for, and then how long your rest periods are. So eventually you will have to shorten the rest period so that your stay at the gym is just a constant non-stop exercise. And you will need to pick exercises that really match this whole idea of a non-stop workout that involve many muscles, that involve most of them. There are people who say, oh, all of this is wrong because you got to lift heavy. All I know here is that heavy means injury. It means not being able to work out daily while you are waiting to heal, or being forced to isolate muscles on a machine as some part of you is not working. Isolating muscles is bad. You are not a collection of muscles. You are a biomechanical symphony orchestra. You must avoid injury and perform exercises that involve your entire body. Listen, fitness is not just about looking good. That's pretty shallow. The older you will think that's kind of dumb. Fitness is about survival. It's about living past 100 and feeling great. For some, that may mean doubling their lifespan. Just imagine living the part of your life that you know you created for yourself, that you know is well past the expiration date of the unfit you. That miracle being will think to their past, where they just trained biceps, chest, and abs, and think of their younger self as somewhat shallow. Because a full body exercise gives a similar look, but also life. Decades and decades of life.